Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. With you tuning in on the radio dial in Mississippi at 94.1 FM, we welcome you. Also, those joining us through our different online affiliates around the world, we're glad to have all of you with us as well. We're excited to welcome actress and comedian Alex Rose Wiesel to our program today to talk to us not only about her journey in front of the camera as well as on stage, but what it's been like for her to do work that she loves that has been able to bring some joy to her fans, as well as, of course, some dramatic roles as well. You've just been hearing about Alex will tell you at the end of our broadcast how you all can stay connected with her and all the great things going on with her. But Alex, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, look, glad to speak with you. As I mentioned to you before we went on here, Alex, one of the things I noticed right off the bat when I was prepping for your segment is that you've been able to find joy doing what you love in comedic roles, as well as, of course, you know, in dramas as well. Talk to us about that. What has it been like for you, especially as you kind of reflect on these past few years? What has it been like for you to do what you love, Alex, and to be able to see the response?
Oh, it's so amazing. I feel really fortunate. I've always kind of shifted more toward comedy roles. And in the last couple of years, that's what I've been doing mostly. I do a lot of improvisational theater. And with that, some of the last shows I worked on were Heart of Dixie and Two and a Half Men. And being able to live in that world and do kind of the sitcom and the comedy, where I'm almost being able to do TV in front of a live audience. So kind of integrating right. The two on a sitcom is really a dream come true. It's my favorite.
Right. And I noticed, too, as you're building your platform and you have fans that are literally joining you from around the world, one of the things you posted this summer, Alex, that I wanted to mention, actually you posted it on July 1st on Instagram, and it is a meme that had just three words, you are enough. Talk to us about that realization for yourself. When did you realize that the gift that you had was enough for you and that you had what you needed to be able to turn your goals and dreams into reality?
Sure. I think this is something that's really important. I know I always struggle with comparison and comparing myself to other people who maybe are doing what I do or who look like me or who I feel are having more success than I am. And really that serves nothing and serves no one.
Right.
One of the biggest, you know, things I'm working on and one of the biggest struggles I have is to stop doing that and to really just focus on myself and what I'm doing and appreciate the successes that I have.
Right. So take us back into that success, Alex, because for those who might just be discovering your journey, it's very exciting to look at your body of work and to think about how diverse it's been. Do you still have those wow moments when you kind of think about, as you mentioned, some of the programs you've been on, you know, some of the platforms you've been able to be on?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I think I've been so fortunate to be able to do so many things. I know when I started acting, I didn't know the TV and film world. I started wanting to do Broadway and musical theater, and that's what I grew up doing. So this is just totally like blowing my mind that I'm now able to live in LA and to be doing this medium that I never imagined doing. And that to me is so exciting.
Right. And one of the ways that people, you mentioned about gravitating toward the comedic side, one of the things that you've been able to do for quite a while that you were being able to share, again, with your online audience in particular, was Pumps. Talk to us about that ensemble, because I think one of the great things has to be, you mentioned earlier about, you know, the work you're able to do. Did it make it easier being able to be on stage with people who were just as invested in their craft as you were and that you all could learn from each other?
Definitely. So Pumped is an all-female improv team. We were playing out of a theater called IO West in Hollywood, and we're now playing out of Nerdist Theater, which is also in Hollywood. What's cool about Pumped is the comedy in the improv world, especially in LA, has always been predominantly male. So to create an improv team that's all females and all really strong, awesome, amazing, hilarious females is an accomplishment that I'm so, so proud of. On top of that, acting for me is like a muscle. You know, it's like you have to go to the gym and you have to work out and you have to train. And to be able to go with my girlfriends and kind of work out that muscle once a week on
right.
stage in front of a bunch of people was truly such an amazing thing to have and an experience. And I'm so grateful for that chapter that we were able
right.
to do that every week and get close to those girls as well.
Yeah. And so, you know, this brings us to this question, Alex, because of the audiences. You know, for myself, I'm always curious, you know, for us as we're watching you all, either whether you're on stage performing and we're, of course, watching on television or on our device, or we're seeing you on a show, you know, I've heard actors talk about that delayed reaction, how sometimes, you know, you never know how some projects are feeling to an audience because, you know, you kind of film and then it may be weeks or months before anyone sees it and then you're watching it along with us versus being up on stage where you're kind of able to get that instant gratification or that instant response. Do you find yourself gravitating more toward that, or do you find that you find both of them to be equally enjoyable?
You know, I think they're enjoyable in different ways. I've always had an affiliation for theater just because that's what I grew up doing. That's what I went to college for. I got the graduate degree in theater. So I love that gratification from being on stage. I really, really enjoy that. But I also feel like theater is kind of suffering right now because of the generation we're in and how we're always on our phones and everyone's so visual and they want something that's even more, even though I know what you're saying, that theater is like an immediate reaction, they want something more immediate that's more accessible than the theater.
Right.
So I think film and TV is the more accessible medium for right now, but there's something about theater that is irreplaceable, that energy that the audience and the actors share in the room, and it's something that's only there for that moment, that's never going to be replicated, that, you know, you're only going to share with those people that one time, and that to me is really, really special.
Yeah, and we're going to definitely talk about what it's been like for you to hear from your audiences, you know, in both sets, both in the roles you've been able to do for television, Alex, as well as those for theater. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome actress and comedian Alex Rose Wiesel to our program today. We're talking with Alex not only about what it's been like for her to do what she loves, but also to be able to have fun doing it and what it's been like for her to see the response in the variety of roles she's been able to do. To go back to Instagram again, Alex, and I definitely assure you I'm not stalking you there. I just noticed some great things when I was, prepping for this segment that I thought would be
Instagram.
Great. Well, look, back 2 years ago, again, the summer of 2015, June 12th, 2015, you posted another meme, "I'm ready for my close-up." I think for those who are just hearing about your story, when did you know that this was it for you? Because I know that you had other interests as well, but when did you know that this is what you wanted to do?
You know, I wish I was one of those people who, like, as a kid, always wanted to be an actress, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, I loved having animals and pets, and I thought I wanted to be a veterinarian or a zookeeper, or do something that had to do with animals, because that was what I liked as a kid.
Right.
But I quickly realized that I, like, have a terrible fear of needles and blood and anything, like, doctory. So that wasn't going to work out. And I grew up playing tons of sports. We played soccer and volleyball and softball and everything. But theater, once I started doing theater, it was kind of later than a lot of kids. Like, I started doing it, I think, maybe middle school or high school. But it was the one thing that no one else in my family did. So it was kind of, like, special for me that it was, like, my one little outlet that, you know, no one could coach it. No one could give me notes on the side. It was, like, my own thing that I could do independently. And that's what really drew me to it. So I think around that time in my life, I was like, wow, this is something that's mine that I can do on my own. And, you know, I have a wonderful supportive family and they'll still support me, but that it was something that I could do that was different than everyone else. And I really liked that.
Right. You brought up an interesting thing, and it's a great segue to what you and I talked about before the segment began, Alex. You talked about the fear of things that were doctory. Fear is one of the things we talk about a lot on this program. I've been very honest about. For me, I tell people I've been doing this show now 14 years. I get you know, those butterflies with every segment that I do, and I think sometimes that can be a healthy thing, so I don't think I'm so great that I don't have to prepare or anything. how have you gotten over the fear, or was there any fear for you? I want to go back to theater for a moment and being on stage. One of the things I also watched when I was prepping for your segment was your reel, and, of course, it was a great variety of work you've done for television as well as on stage. I mean, when you get up on that stage, does that feel like home, or do you find yourself also dealing with the fear of what could happen?
there's always, especially with live theater, there's always a fear of the unknown because it's, mm-hmm. it could happen right there and there's no second take. So it's, that's always exciting. And I think like you're saying, even though you love what you're doing, there's always that kind of bit of butterflies and that bit of nerves, which yeah. for me kind of comes out of the passion and the love for what you do. I feel like if I didn't feel that, I wouldn't actually care about what I'm doing. And gotcha. Those kind of feelings really just show, you know, how much I am passionate and I love doing this. I really care about what happens when I'm doing it, care about the experience and the moments that we're creating.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that says a whole lot. And you've been, because of that, and as I said, you know, the internet is great for us to be able to kind of look at this experience from you. I mean, you know, even for those who are just, you know, finding out about you, they're able to go back and to see some of the different roles that you've been able to be a part of. You've been able to build your tribe of support over those years, Alex, for sure, that have been able to follow you, especially now with social media, like with myself. We're able to kind of stay connected with you with every tweet or every post on Instagram. Have you gotten used to that? Because, again, you know, being in doing live theater, you're kind of able to see your fans in front of you there and hear from them and, you know, and to have that conversation with them in person. What has it been like for you to hear from people around the world online about your work?
I love that. I love having a Facebook page. I have a Facebook page that's not for friends. Like, it's just for everyone where I can mm-hmm. send updates, and then I also use Instagram for that. I love the fact that I can share what I'm doing with people that aren't local, that people, with people that aren't in LA. I think that's such an amazing way to stay in contact and to, I don't know, share the things that we're doing and hopefully even inspire other people. I know I've traveled with my female squad with Pump a little bit this year. We went to New York and Chicago, but being able to post, we have a separate Instagram page for that as well, and being able to post about those kind of things, maybe even inspiring other women to do more comedy or to do more improv or to get out there or to form a team of friends of females. I really think social media is great for inspiring and I guess notifying and helping get the word out there of things that we wouldn't normally be exposed to.
Right. And I think that is the cool thing about it. We, you know, we talk about on this program all the time, Alex, when used responsibly and respectfully, social media can be an amazing tool. And it's sad sometimes we have to remind people of that, but not everyone does it that way. And so it's great to be able yeah. to have that to kind of look back on. You know, as you're kind of going from project to project to project, do you find yourself kind of, you know, we've all heard of people strolling through memory lane. Of course, now you can just take your finger and just kind of, you know, scroll through, you know, your projects and scroll through. Do you find those being moments that are encouraging to you?
I really do. I think it's hard sometimes to acknowledge your own success and to kind of celebrate the milestones that you're having at yourself. It's much easier to celebrate other people's success.
Right.
But that's important. It's important because this career and what I'm doing at least is such a roller coaster that sometimes when you're on the way down, you have to remind yourself of what it feels like and the successes of being on the top and what that feels like and what that was. And I think that helps you get back up to the top again and keep going on that roller coaster because it's really what you want to do.
For sure, for sure. You are a part, of course, of the entertainment industry, show business, as so many call it. So it is a business. What is it that keeps it fun for you, Alex? What is it that keeps you excited about it?
I think it's the unknown that keeps me excited in the business, the fact that you never know when you wake up in the morning what's going to happen that day. You don't know if you're going to get a call from your agent or if you're going to get this role or what's going to come out in the breakdowns or, you know, just it's always opportunity and there's no way to predict what the opportunity will be. I always talk to people about this career and compare it to almost like how different it is from being a doctor. Like being a doctor, you go to college and then you have your residency and everything's like a nice little ladder for you to climb. Whereas right. this career, there's no stepladder. Everyone's path is so different. So mm-hmm. that to me is really exciting. And I don't know, it gets me amped up on what we're doing.
Right, right. Well, we talked about the fans, and you even alluded to the other part I wanted to talk about, and then we're going to talk about some of the upcoming projects that you're working on. I mean, and that is, I mean, the idea of being able to encourage others. I think, you know, that has to be one of the greatest things that anyone could do to be able to find their own path and then to be able to show other people what's possible. How important has that been for you to kind of let people know what is possible for them just based on your own experience, Alex?
That's one of the most inspiring things about what I'm doing is a couple times I was able to go back and speak at the first college I went to. I went to a conservatory college before I finished my degree. And one of my favorite things to do is go and speak on a panel in front of these kids who are fresh out of high school wanting to go to a theater conservatory. And that speaking to them and hearing how excited they are to move to LA and to, you know, go to this conservatory and do acting, singing, and dance from 6 a.m. in the morning till 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. at night, and to see their excitement and to see how excited they are that someone who is maybe like them or from a background like them did the same thing and is working, doing what they want to do, that to me is so fulfilling and so wonderful. So that is one of my favorite things as well, is being able to inspire through that. And that's a really nice outlet that I was offered to do a couple times.
For sure. You know, I mentioned earlier about the delayed, you know, gratification that comes from projects. I know that there are other projects that you are working on, you know, outside of the ones, of course, that you're doing, like you mentioned, what you've been able to do with Pumps. What are some of the projects that our audience should be looking out for that you can kind of tell us a little bit about, Alex?
Sure. When I was also in conservatory, I met an old roommate of mine named Leo Foti, and he wrote and produced a movie called In Vino, and it stars Ed Asner, and that should be coming out this year, which I'm very excited about. That should be really fun. And with Pumps, we're starting to create online content because our audience, since it's live theater, is kind of localized to Los Angeles. The girls and I are starting to produce some live stuff, so some live comedy songs and comedy sketches that we'll be able to produce online, which I'm really excited about.
Wow. So definitely a lot for us to be able to look forward to. And as I said, you know, the great thing about, you know, the work that you're doing is that you kind of keep your fans and you know, your extended friends kind of updated through social media. So let our audience know, Alex, how can they stay connected with you and kind of keep up with the what's next?
Sure. I love Instagram. I'm always on Instagram. If I follow you, I'll like everything you post. So my Instagram is at AlexRose720, which is my birthday. And then I also have an Instagram for Pumps, if you're interested in that kind of thing, and that's at Pumps Comedy. And then I also have an actor Facebook that I update pretty regularly, which is just Alex, just my name, Alex Rose Weisel, W-I-E-S-E-L, and then it says actress afterward.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So make sure you all are definitely staying connected with her. She's all over the place with social media, so make sure you all are staying connected with her. And really appreciate the time, Alex. You know, I know you have a lot going on right now, and we appreciate you being able to speak with us and kind of take us through this experience for you, what it's been like for you to do what you love on stage and on screen, and then, of course, to be able to see the response and know that you're inspiring other people along the way. I think that really shows them what's possible when they allow their faith to overcome their fear and to kind of just go for it when it comes to what they want to do. And looking forward to our next conversation together.
I am too. Thank you so much for having me. This was so nice talking to you.
Oh, same here. Appreciate that. And we definitely want to thank our good friend Zach Tepperman, of course, for setting up this conversation with us for today. I want to thank all of you, our audience,
yes,
for tuning in. He's on the radio side or online for another edition of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Alex, and you're joining us online, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites, so head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I've already tagged Alex's Facebook fan page there, as well as her Twitter handle, so just click on that to be able to follow her there. And then, of course, you can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there, too. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.